Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, one man is in custody and another in hospital after a serious assault in Petersfield. A high-end bakery chain is advertising for staff in Petersfield. 10 days of disruption starts tonight at Petersfield's Level Crossing, and we have the local sporting news from around the Petersphere. I'll have details on all those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Organisations named by Michael Gove following the government's redefinition of extremism say it sets a dangerous precedent. They say the move is an attack on civil liberties and an attempt to stifle dissenting voices. The Community Secretary made the announcement in the House of Commons.
We have to be clear-eyed about the threat we face, precise about where that threat comes from, and rigorous in defending our democracy. That means upholding freedom of expression, religion, and belief when they are threatened, facing down harassment and hate, supporting the communities facing the greatest challenge from extremist activity, and ensuring this House and this country are safe, free, and united.
Well, critics say it's a calculated attempt in a general election year to garner votes by targeting mainstream British Muslim organisations. Well, meanwhile, Rishi Sunak's ruled out holding a general election on May the 2nd. That's the date that voters are set to go to the polls for the local elections. There had been speculation that he was planning to call it to follow the national insurance cut that was announced in the recent budget. Next, there have been a mixed picture of waiting time figures released for the NHS in England. Waiting lists have fallen for the fourth consecutive month. However, the number of people waiting longer than 18 months for treatment has increased. Ministers blame ongoing industrial action. The government says it's in dialogue with the funeral industry as police investigate an alleged scandal at a business in Hull. Legacy Independent Funeral Directors is the subject of an investigation after officers recovered 35 bodies and suspected human ashes. Rishi Sunak says the government is reviewing the regulation of the funeral industry. And a night of mammoth scorelines for British teams in the Europa League. David Moyes has hailed his West Ham side as their 5-0 win over Freiburg saw them through to the quarterfinals.
I think for West Ham Football Club to 3 years in a row in quarterfinals of a European competition, for where we've come from a team that was avoiding relegation, first of all to actually make Europe and then do it a second year, then to win a trophy, a brilliant achievement.
Elsewhere, a 6-1 thriller at Anfield saw Liverpool defeat Sparta Prague by 11 goals to 2 on aggregates. Different story elsewhere though, Rangers and Brighton are out. From Radio News Hub, I'm Phil Towers.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Laura Shepherd at Petersfield's Shine Radio. One man is in custody and another in hospital after a serious assault in Petersfield. Police and ambulance crews were called to a house on Cranford Road yesterday lunchtime. Officers arrested a 58-year-old man on suspicion of attempted murder. He remains in custody. The victim is described as 62 years old and is suffering from life-threatening injuries. Police say they will continue to conduct inquiries in the neighbourhood, but they believe it to be an isolated incident. If you have any information that could help the force, you can call 101 and say you heard this appeal today on Petersfield's Shine Radio. A high-end bakery chain is advertising jobs in Petersfield. Geoff Lacey reports.
Gale's Bakery is inviting applications for 5 positions at a new outlet in Petersfield. At the same time, the business has applied for planning permission to put up illuminated signs on the former HSBC building in the square. Gales originally submitted a planning application 2 years ago, but withdrew it without explanation. Now the combination of a renewed application and the advertised jobs suggests the plans are moving forward with more certainty. The move will be seen as a vote of confidence in Petersfield Town Centre. There's been an increase in failed businesses and empty premises over the last couple of years.
10 days of disruption starts tonight at Petersfield's Level Crossing. The intersection is on one of Petersfield's busiest streets, and any closure is bound to add time and frustration to people's journeys. Phil Humphreys has the details of what's happening.
Network Rail has permission to close the station road from 10 p.m. tonight until 6 in the morning on Monday week. There are 2 major projects on the railway which will take advantage of the closure. A 2-year-long signalling and track upgrade is continuing between Woking and Portsmouth Harbour. Crossings in Petersfield, Sheet and Tilmore will be upgraded as part of the work. Petersfield's ageing pedestrian footbridge is also being replaced. New footings for the replacement bridge are already in place, but the project requires the road to be closed for an extended period to progress the work safely. This weekend, buses will replace trains between Haslemere and Havant.
Now, here's Isaac with this week's local sports news.
Petersfield's women's hockey team won 4-1 against Chichester Centurions last weekend, continuing their winning streak to 7 games. The win maintained their 12-point lead at the top of the table, and the team will look to continue their winning streak into next week's game against Hazelmere. The men's hockey team also had a successful weekend, winning 7-1 at home against United Services Portsmouth, with goals from Grinstead, Bardot, Atkinson, Edwards and Hulme. The win has carried the team into third place. Next weekend they'll play Hazelmere, who they'll hope to see off comfortably in order to keep their title bid alive. In the football this week, the Rams' first team lost narrowly 2-1 in the league, and the under-18s lost 3-2, and the women's team lost 6-2, with Smith getting both of Petersfield's goals.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning, it's Andy at the Shine Radio Weather Desk. It should feel quite mild in Petersfield today, with temperatures at around 12 degrees, although it will feel a little bit chillier in the southwesterly breeze. There is a chance of a shower at any time of the day, but maybe some spells of brightness in the afternoon. High tide today is at 15:06, coming in at 4.5 metres, and sunset is at 6:09. Saturday is looking a little drier than today, but also a little bit chillier. Stay with us on Shine Radio and have a great day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Cook's Pond Road remains closed today. The diversion is still in place there. And the evening closures of Chapel Street and the High Street remain in force whilst the resurfacing works continue. The diversions are in place there today as well. Also, there's multiway lights on Durford Road today, so there may be some delays there. The overnight lane and slip road closures of the A3 continue from 8pm tonight. That's both directions from Bearlands. That's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, cause phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500, or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.